You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going to start with the Gemara in Daf Tes on Erev. Sam likes Daf Tes. Sam knows that all the Gemaras in Daf Tes are extraordinary. So we had a situation that the Kaira has to be, can't be outside the Mavi. Remember the Gemara at the bottom of that Chesem in Bay said, the Kaira has to be between the walls. You can't have the Kaira outside the Mavi. So Gemara said, ACV, bottom line, I'm just going to learn a little Gemara in Taisvis, and then we'll do this great Rabbi Kivega that I have share screen. I'll share with you the Rabbi Kivega. We worked for 40 minutes, 30 minutes to get it on share screen. What happened was the Rabbi Kivega came out upside down. So my wife tried to get the Rabbi Kivega straight set up, and she got the screen upside down. So it took us about a half hour to figure out how to get the screen again straight side up. But Baruch Hashem, I'm straight side up. The Rabbi Kivega hopefully is still straight side up. I hope so. We'll see in a minute. Oh boy. Anyway, so.
Thank you very much.
The Kaira has to be within the walls. If the Kaira is
Mishuch. Test what? I'm an
Aleph.
I'm an Aleph, okay.
I read the bottom of Chasmi Beis, we're doing Testament Aleph. Mishucha Tluya. If it's Mishucha, it's not clear what Mishucha means. It could be, it means outside the walls. Mishucha, I hope the Kivega is not upside down.
No, it's not. No.
Maybe Rabbi Sin should stay there. Maybe she should join to help out.
Rabbi Kivega is still good, I think. Mishucha Tluya.
One page your Simon Yud Beis?
Yes. You may have a Chuvus Rabbi Kivega. You have one. Okay.
Yeah.
Chuvus Rabbi Kivega with Simon Yud Beis that we spoke out in Shir a little bit. But now we want to study it. Meshucha Tluya, Pachas Mi Gimel, less than three Tvachim Yitzach, Lavi Karacheres. Mavud, Gimel Tzach, Lavi Karacheres. We all know in Erev, Shem Gamil holds four Tvachim is Lavud, Shem Gamil Pachas Mi Banim Tzach, Lavi Karacheres. Now, what does Meshucha Tluya mean? So the Gemara says, it says Meshucha, extended or hanging. So the Gemara says, Maila Meshucha mi bachutz, challenging what we said on Amud Beis on the bottom, that the Kaira has to be within the walls. It can't be outside of the side walls.
Rashi says, Rechoka hi menachas salam. It's Rashi Meshucha.
Meshucha bachutz.
Rashi Rechoka. Rechoka hi menachas salam.
You're going high by in the leil. The shtei yesedos. Right. In other words, it's in the street. Meshucha means it's in Mibachutz Meshucha. And it says it's kosher. We just said before it's not kosher. Tluya bibifnim. So it contradicts what we said, that the lechi must be between the walls. It can't be extended out into the street. So when it says no, they're both within the walls. Or either bibifnim, that both Meshucha and Tluya doesn't mean extended outside the walls. Either bibifnim, Meshucha miruch achas. Ah, Meshucha means from one side. Tluya mishteiruchas. Ah, Meshucha means it doesn't reach completely one side. And Tluya means it doesn't reach both sides. So the Gemara says, Ma'udah Seyman, what's the having? Who cares? If it's three Tvachim on one side, who cares if it's the other side? Ma'udah Seyman, Rechachas Amrina Levud. You only say Levud on one side. But if to say Levud on both sides, Meshucha Amrina Levud, Kamash. So that's the first Gemara's first teretz. First teretz at Meshucha and Tluya. Now the Gemara gives one more teretz. It's very important for our shiur. Vashi Meshucha vehi Tluya. If you look at the picture, it's Meshucha means it doesn't reach the walls and it's up. Meshucha vehi Tluya. As you see in that picture, that second picture, Eichida mikon shenotch deyaseidus akumos. He has two crooked spikes. Al shnei kosei mami. Now again, the Kaira is between the walls, but it's Meshucha and Tluya.
So you have to employ two halach mashmas.
So we'll see
you in the moment. So it's one of Ramesh Brown's favorite Kivegas.
Well, it's this Rebbe's also one and a half.
Okay, good. Yeah. I didn't say to exclusion. I didn't say exclusion. Okay.
Good. I like company. Shame begovim gimel. It's not three tzvachim high. Then bikmin nusam gimel. And it's bent, not three, you know. So my the same, you would think oil of what I mean. You can't do it in both directions. Oil of what I mean, that means it doesn't reach the side. Well, you say wood. Oh, chavut. Chavut means push it down. See, it's missing in two directions. It's not reaching the walls, and it's also above the walls. The chavot lo yamrinan kamash malan, that you say chavot and lavot. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, now Tosfos. Let's give a peek in Tosfos. Bimtaima. Tosfos is stira from Gemara and Sukkah. So we're saying ein begovin shloisha. Remember, we're saying that this kaira can't be three tefachim higher than the walls. A kaira has rachvotef. By now in Erevin, we all know, 30 blad into Erevin, that the kaira has to be the width of a tefach. Amar chavot rami, afilu b'yesemi gimel. So why, if you're bringing down the kaira, why does it have to be within three? You can say chavot rami, no matter how high it is, the korodur chav tefach. Korobet certainly rach tefach. Name chavot rami, afilu gvav mi gimel. So that's Tosfos Kash. According to Ravashi's pshat, it has to be not higher than Gimel. So Tosfos says, you say Chavot Rami, no matter how high it is.
Kaira here, according to Ravashi, is regardless of Mechitza or Meshum Hecker at this point?
L'chaira doesn't make a difference. L'chaira doesn't make a difference. I mean, even if Kaira is Meshum Hecker, but it has to... You know, it has to be the sitting on the lover to the walls, the side walls. I don't think this sugya is affected by that question. Over lava chikash, Frank Tosfos, Amashav Yesemi Gimel came with the Korot Toich Esrim. So, over lava chikash, what does he mean? Lava chikash. Why is it more to be more than three? Came with the Korot Toich Esrim. So he wants to know, why does the Korot have to be sitting? The kaira is within 20 amos. Why does it have to be sitting on the walls? Kivan the kaira toich esrim, as long as the kaira is under 20 amos high, why do you need at all to push it down, he means. First he asks, tefach, why should you be able to push it down? Then he says, kivan the kaira toich esrim. B'yesh lama. So Tai says, different of it. Da'ach bin in kaira gabe mavui. You need kaira gabe mavui. It's got to sit on the walls. Doesn't matter if it's under 20. Over yes, megimel over the hecker. Ah, like Yossi says, Tosfos is bothered by the hecker problem. Over yes, megimel over the hecker. Teida, the meshucha mi bechutz vi bepachas megimel amri nalav. You see, it's a special din here. Because even it's, as we said in the Gemara Amud Beis, if it's extended into the street even less than three tefachim, you don't say lavud. Why not? Because you need the kaira to be a hecker. Now, is this a raya that kar is not mishum mechitza, kar mishum hecker? Some amorayim hold kar mishum mechitza. Remember, we had that svara, even if you hold lechem mishum mechitza, it all starts to be a hecker. So it could be, I don't know if it's 100% clear, that Tosfos lechem mishum hecker. If we had a Tosfos, I think that, hey, even if you hold lechem mishum mechitza, it's still got to be a hecker. So let's do the Rabbi Kidei. Let me see if I can do it, Rabbi Yisai. If you have the Rabbi Kiveg, it's Yud Beis. So this is the beautiful Rabbi Kiveg, Rabbi Brown's favorite Rabbi Kiveg, and very interesting Rabbi Kiveg. It's going to deal with our sugya in Erevin. So he starts off the following question. By a sukkah, I just was in somebody's backyard a few days ago, passing on a complicated sukkah shayla, very complex sukkah shayla. The shayla we're dealing with in Rabbi Kiveg is, let's say, you know, the schach, the walls don't have to come onto the schach. This guy's porch had a low fence 36 inches high, which even according to Rabbi Moshe is 10 tefachim, 36 inches high, and he wanted to put the schach on top. So we say, good, asik. We shoot up, the walls don't have to reach the schach. But now you also know that the schach doesn't have to be on top of the walls. It could be three tefachim pushed away from the walls. These are two halachas that you can say, good, asik on the mechitza. Chitza has to reach the schach. And also, if the schach, so the shas, can you do both? Can you push it up and also say lavud? You know, it's each one separately. So look, Ashashal Rum B'Shuchnar Chaycha. Hakoysel. Hakoysel. Marusha Mashma. In Magna Avram, it's Mashma. Tafresh Lundays. Dafka Shetfanus Magis L'Schach. You can only say lavud And if the schach doesn't reach the sidewall, so it's less than three tvachim airspace, you say lavud, only if the sidewall reaches the top. Then you could say lavud. Who cares if the sidewalls become a kol gur asik? Say the halach of pushes, shooting up the walls, gur asik. And then you say,
don't say two virtual halachas.
Okay, so that's what we're going to deal with. That's the issue. Why does the Ran say? The Ran is mashma. He's talking about Dov and Akum also. Now a Dov and Akum is not airspace. If there's puzzle schach within 4 amas of the walls, so you bend the walls. So it says you can only do that if it's within 3 tvachim of the side wall. It has to reach the side wall. You can only say Dofan Akum if the wall is all the way to the top. If the wall is down here and you want to shoot up the wall, then you can't say that in Dofan Akum. So he said, why not? Why don't you make the virtual mechitza with good asik and then say Dofan Akum? Shtabin Divriyatur. Nirlan Yisaiti. Ran the Shitasayas. The Kasa Bisukha. Sugin Sukha. The case is over there that there was 3 tvachim of airspace. So when you want to seal the airspace, you seal it with kosher schach, apostle schach, you can do it. Kasa b'sukkah, daf, yud, tesem and alf, maybe, yitchesem and alf. Haidunok et plukta, they love it be'emtza. You know, it's a machlaikas abayis, if you only say love it on the side or in the middle. It's machlaikas in sukkah. If lavud, lavud means it's within 3 tvachim. You only say it by the wall, say love it to the wall. What happens if the middle there's airspace? Some sheet is holding the Gemara. It's machlokes we paskin yesh love it be'emtza. But there's a sheet in the Gemara. You only say love it. Now, don't ask me to explain it. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Love it only helps to attach the schach to the wall, not if there's a space between the schach. And that Gemara. So the Ran is, Haidanakat plukta de love it be'emtza, gabi miyatoi. The Gemara is talking about miyatoi. If you remind it. Why did Gemara just say you have a space? The case of the Gemara is where you memayed it. It was wider, the space, and you limited the space. Gabe miyatai. So the Ram wants to know, why did he pick that case? Why didn't you just say, if there's a space in the middle, less than 3 tvachim, you can't say lava. The space next to the wall, you can. Why is the Ram wants to know why the Gemara is in that machlokes speaks about miyatai? Zok the Ram. Quanti the Shita in love with Be'emza. Ki amin yesh love with Minatzad. When you say yesh love with Minatzad, when you say yesh love with Minatzad, on the side you say love. Dafka ki miyato mitzad aschach. Only if you remind it, mitzad aschach. So the space is between the schach and the wall. If you might mitzara doifen, this means if you have a doifen akuma, and then I minimize this space on the side of the doifen akuma, mitzara doifen loy. The low came. You shouldn't say why, because it's beemza. Mito mitzara doifen loy. That's a chiddush. You have to be memayt the airspace on the side of the walls and not on the side of the doifen akuma where it's bent. The loy time, don't say, came because me dalamis, I'm reading doifen akuma. If it's less than dalamis, say doifen akuma. So if I feel kimia to me doifen, even if you memayt me doifen, have like loved min hatsad. Even if you memayt me doifen means next to the doifen. So it's loved min hatsad. You have a bent wall. And they have less than 3 tvachim in airspace. So the airspace is not in the middle. It's next to the wall by virtue of doifen akum. You know, by some people is saying, the Ran is saying, there's a Ran. In other words, you would say, lavud only helps on the side, next to the wall. So if you're going to make, if you're going to memide it next to a doifen akum, so then you say, okay, now it's next to the wall because it's a bent wall. So he says, Amin is out. Dofen akum, filo kimia to me dofen, falevul mud min atzad. Kamash Nidlarmia. Dofen Akum Avod Ki Adad. You can't do that. You can't say Dofen Akum and then say Lavod. The Lavmin Dofen Akum Avod Ki Adad. You can't say two halachas. Now, soon Rabbi Kvega is going to learn a pshat. It doesn't mean you can't say two halachas. It's explained in the Zaf. Rabbi Kvega first says, this is the muck of the Ran. You can't say two halachas. The Kavish came shot because of Iran. So, aha, shot because of Iran. Iran says, shot because of Iran. Ve'eno magilach schach lo'amina doifen akuma. Do'amin gurasik v'doifen akuma ki adon. You can't say gurasik and dofen akuma ki adadi. But amina dofen akuma levud ki adadi. So the Rebbe Kivega found this ran, it's a shittasai, beautiful.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
Okay. Now Rebbe Kivega says, it doesn't mean you can't say duel chayseim, Rebbe Kivega. It means you can't say the second one if it's only built on the first one. You can say what Rebbe Kivega is going to say in the next paragraph. Is that you could say two El Chaseims if they can, each one can work independently. But if the other El Chaseim is only based on the first El Chaseim, venerally, is what the Rabbi Kivega learns pshat in the Ran. Venerally be your divrei Ran, no, bipshuta. See, bipshuta, you read the Ran, you see us, but you can't say two El Chaseims, fuck. Then I took him to share, said the base, Hilchasos Yachad Levod V'Doifen Akumam El De Kavonis Ara. His intention is Heichadiyev Shlo Dun Al Echad El Mikoich Ida. When you can only make a Hilchaseim by the strength of the first Hilchaseim. If each one, will see cases, if each one could stand independently, you could say two Hilchaseims. What Rav Ran means is you can't make a Hilchaseim that's built on another Hilchaseim. Dalaman Damein Levod Be'emza. Ain't love a bent. So if you don't say Dofen Akuma, you can't say love it. In this case, we have a bent wall, less than 4 amos or less. Then you have a little air space. So if you're not going to bend the wall, you can't say love it because you don't say love a bent. You first have to make that 4 amos next to the walls into a wall, and then you can say love it. You can't do it because you're building love it. We're going now, ain't love a bent. So he says, like the Ran is taught. You can't say lavud if it's in the middle. So you want to say, no, it's a wall. So first you have to say dofen akuma. Then you could say lavud nasa avir. Now it's nasa avir miatzad. It's next to the wall. It's not really next to the wall. It's next to the fictitious wall to the dofen akuma. Lo minu achas mikach alach echelz. You can't build one halacha on halacha. In the case of Dofen Akuma, that the Torah we started off with, you have to first say good asik. You can't bend the wall to airspace. There's got to be a wall there. To bend the wall, you first have to say good asik. If the case that we started off with, where the walls don't reach the schach, and now you want to bend the schach, so you can't bend the airspace. You first have to say the wall shoots up to the schach. Then you can bend the walls. First, you have to have this fictitious gurasik. So that's what the Ran means. The Ran means not that you can't say two chosems. You'll see nafkaminas in a minute. You can use two chaseims. You can't just say one when it's built on the other. Rabbi Kivega, Rabbi Sai. It's beautiful. You know, what made him learn this way? Okay. Ufizah. So look what he says. Halach. Now we'll get some nafkaminas. Yeah, halach la ran. In bachas mit ala amischach pasl mit zaradof. If you have less than 4 tvachim pas dalar amis, it's zaradof. Classic dofen akum. This is the case. Dofen akuma. There's less than 4 amis of schach parcel, 7 bent wall. Then I have two tvachim lavud in the middle. We hold you say lavud in the middle. So I can say lavud before I say dofen akuma. See, before
it's we were.
So the only way to say love it is to create the fictitious, to say Dofer Akuma. But Lididan, Zakhtar Kidega.
It's independent over here.
Right. Mitzhara Darmacha based Tvachal Havit. Lididan, the Yesh Lover Bamsa. We Paskin Yesh Lover Bamsa. So I could say love would without bending the wall. I could say love would b'emza, because I could say love would wherever it is. Shaldam b'yichud b'zed d'ofen akuma v'chein love would. Each one stands on its own. You don't need one chesem to say make the other chesem. After sukkah b'shnem nikom kamani. Ah, brilliant. So even though the sukkah is only kosher with love would and d'ofen akuma, but since each one stands alone, you can say it. After I shook a rocket, Shnei Mikomani. Aval Behepa. But he says the opposite case. In the Tzara Doifin based Tzvachim Avim. You have the problem? There's a little airspace between the wall and the Tzvach. In the Tzara Doifin based Tzvachim. You have a little Avir, the Tzara Doifin. The Achakach, and then Pachas Midanam Tzvach Pasal. Ah, so the only way you could say Dofen Akum is by saying love it. If it would be the worst case, they each one can't stand alone. Because remember, you can only say Dofen Akuma to a wall. If there's airspace, you can't say Dofen Akuma from airspace. So you want to say love it. If, again, the open, the space is between the wall and the puzzle schach. Ach, was mit dem Sach puzzle. The F shall ask the dumb Dofen Akim rak ach hashadant and then lavud avir kisasum. You first have to close up that airspace. Then you can say Dofen Akuma. Zeh lo amri. So Shnei says, "Tamua be'inai." Shlomo Dov said, "Misfar Sarana la Ladina." Nobody brings it. Rabbi Kivega can't believe. Rabbi Kivega just built a beautiful palace, a beautiful picture, beautiful binyan. V'yosedat tur shulchan aruch ha'divan is gevalim. V'ilein b'chumin mamish. So gimel kenegdo. Shailiz, do you say Dov and Akum in Gurasik in Levud? Let's say. The schach can be three tvachim, less than three tvachim of the wall. Let's say the wall is low down. So many paiskim hold. You shoot up the wall, and then you say, love it. Oh, according to Ran, you can't do it. Because, Leo's atur v'shuchan arach, taf reish lamit, or the funa is givayim. Afila ein mechuvin mamish. Even if the walls are not mamish under the schach, she have a self gimel kenegda. So these are two separate dinim. You can shoot up the walls, and the schach does have to be directly up to the walls. Wow, the Torah Beis Yosef, they say, they hold if it's not up to the schach. And you still need love, but it's not directly, you can do it. According to the Ran, you can't say love until you shoot up the walls. Well, if he, so he says, the Pelabena, you can't say love with the Efsha Lehaskil, and she know the Tchila Gurasik, Zalmina Larana now. The Pelabena, the Beis Yosef, she did Rana now. They're called Alatur. So he says it's even more shver. V'yosef demir al Magen Avram, the Hetik Lashon Haran. The Magen Avram quotes the Ran. It's against the Beis Yosef and Mechaber the Torah. Ainu Gilchasa Piv Sakat Shulchan Aruch. So Magen Avram quotes the Ran. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mind shooting up the wall and then saying love it. So why didn't he? So why is he bringing the Ran? The Ran is against Halacha. Lohera, the nearly right brewer, Misurgia David, Aftesin Aravin, Revelazo Memeshuchinitlu Yelvud, the Chokamashu. What was the Gemara's happening? You can answer the Marsha's Kasha for the Marsha. The Gemara says, remember two directions, a bent nail. So it's tire and inside. So Magda Seema, you only say Chavut Olovud. Kamash Malon, he say both. So Masha is. Ema Freight the Masha. It's the bottom line of Rabbi Kivega, if you have it, it's not on the screen. Ema Be'emis Tabayulomi. The Gemara says you say both. Maybe you don't say both. The top of the second column. So the Masha is. That's the paragraph I was looking for. We were just missing two lines in the first column. The Marshoi asked, the Gemara says, it says Meshulcha Oy Teluya. So Gemara said, Adoich, it means Meshulcha and Teluya. So fake Marshoi, why did Gemara say, you don't say both? And Meshulcha Oy Teluya. You don't say both Chavot Rami. And you don't push it two directions. And Meshulcha Oy Teluya. Meshulcha Oy Teluya come. That's the Marshoi's cash. The Gemara says, Kamash Ravashi learns, it's Meshulcha Vi Teluya. Rashi says, Meshucha oy tluya means Meshucha vihi tluya. And in Chiddushes, you say both. Make Meshucha a much simpler solution. Why didn't he say that Meshucha oy tluya, and you only say one, and you taka don't say both? That's the Meshucha's cash. The Meshucha's cash. See, the Gemara assumes that you say both. It's Meshucha oy tluya. Means Ravashi says it means Meshucha and Tluya. Mao the same, you only say one. Kamashma, you say both. So Mashayas, so what do you have to learn Meshucha and Tluya? Learn it means Meshucha or Tluya, and you only say one. If it's good enough for the Havamina, why isn't it good enough for the Maskana? So, you know, I would answer that it's only good enough for Havamina. But that's what Mashayas. Gambit Taisha. Taisha Stark Akasha. What do you mean, Chavot Rami? Be much higher. You don't need lavud for chavod rami. It's a tefach wine. Taisus kashan. We saw. Gamtosh hikshin afi yosim beiz ne begimel name a chavod rami. The kar is a tefach wine. Or a chomet beis kushase. So we have two strong kashas. The Marshoi's kasha and Taisus kasha. Rayalom akchita sana. Zakhtar going Rabbi Kivega. We answer Taisus kasha and the Marshoi's kasha. Umrusa reit. And the Masug is perfect. The Bagavoi Yosef and Gimel, if it's higher than three, well, Miskashim, Miskashim, Achmaschot Rami, you know why it's not Miskashim? Kim Lev Shalaschal Adon Lavud, Kim Shetadin Tchila Dakoy Lamata, Mikol Chavu. You can only say Lavud to the side. If you first say, you can only say Lavud to the side if you first say Chavot Rami. Oh, it's Taisus Kasha. Say Chavot Rami. Even if it's higher. But then you can only say Lavud if you say Chavot Rami. And we learned in the Ran, you can't say one halacha built another halacha. So that answers Taisus Kash. Taisus, well, you say Chavot Rami if it's much higher than three. Wonderful. Yeah, you do. But here, you also want to say Lavud, you want to say both. If you want to say both, then one can't be contingent on the other. So you can't say Lavud because of the fiction of Chavot Rami. We're going with the Ran Sheet, it can't be one halacha until another. So it answers the Marshoi's cash. Then Isa the Otluya Kamar. If it meant Meshucha Oitluya, Hekashikush Satois. If it meant Meshucha Oitluya, it has to be within three. No, it doesn't have to be within three. Does that have to be when three, if it's one or the other? Mashiach, why didn't the Gemara say it's one or the other? One or the other. That can't be one or the other. Because if it's only Meshucha, it doesn't, if it's only Tluya, it's only up, it doesn't, like it doesn't, like Taisus Kasha, does that have to be within three? So it must be, like Ravashi said, it's only one Meshucha and Tluya. But Meshucha and Tluya come out. If it's three tefachim high, because you can't say two El Chasims, one built on the other. So what are you doing here? So when we went to the Gemara, we said we have a raya from Rabbi Kivega. What are you doing here? It's a bent nail. Are you going in two directions? Just going straight to the diagonal. The chorit means that the diagonal, you can't build one halach on the other. So the chorit means that you're saying Chavut and Lavud, they're both within three tefachim. In other words, at the point where the Kaira ends, it's higher than the side wall, and it's inside the side wall, but it's three tefachim, it's within three tefachim in both directions. So you're not building one Allah on top of the other Allah. So
you the hypotenuse.
What?
The hypotenuse.
The diagonal. It's called a diagonal. Right. Right? Diagonal.
Right.
Diagonal, partners, yeah, diagonal, right? So it must be within three tefachim. So I don't have to first do one and then build the other one and the other one. You can't.
The same.
So the Rabbi Kivega, going to Rabbi Kivega, says, a raya to the Ram. We've entered the Marsha's Kasha and Tyson's Kasha. What was the Marsha's Kasha? Maybe it said Meshucha or Teluya. Then it wouldn't have to be within three Tfachim, Tyson's Kasha. If it's just Teluya, it could be 10 Amos higher because it's a Tefach. Why do you say Chavod Rami? But if it's Meshucha Teluya, you're not building one halacha on top of the other halacha. You're just attaching it in two directions. But you can do either direction, doesn't hinge on the other one. You have to attach it down to the Kaira and sideways to the Kaira, but one doesn't hinge on the other because they're both three Tfachim away from the Tchara. So you don't have to build one halacha on top of a halacha. That's the Kivegas. Beautiful Cheshbin from the Nigmar Erevin. So in summation, so what we learned tonight, so we never want to say Matcha. The Rambam says you can say two Hilchoseims. You can say two Hilchoseims. We don't mind in the Sukkah. You know, it's funny that the one who's building that Sukkah had a Shaila this week on a very complicated question of Mechitzas on a porch. And he said that his builder likes to show off how little you can get to be Yotze Sukkah. You know, with all that Dorfino Kumen Gurasik and Lovewood. So he says his builder like has a shtick. So I told him, yeah, there's a Ramah that says the Chatchila should have three full walls. Ramah says you shouldn't do these things. It's an open Ramah that the minhag is to have three good walls. Okay. So I think we did enough, rabbis. I appreciate the Eilimus. We did Be'iyun. We learned well, I think, a beautiful tshuva, Rabbi Kivega, Rabbi Brown's favorite, Rabbi Kivega, and one of my favorites. So bring a raya from us. So Yenei Ravin to the Ran Shita. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says. It's Taisa's Kasha and the Marsha's Kasha. I say you can't build one halacha and another halacha, but you can say two halachas. Two halachas, you can say as long as you can make them independent.
Stand independent.
So the difference is, if you have a Daifan Akum, and then you have a levud after the Daifan Akum, we hold Yesh Levud the Emsa. So then you can say two halachas. And as if you have a bent wall, Mestaf Amos, Pasal Schach next to the wall, and then two tzvachim of airspace, you can bend the wall without saying levud, and you can say levud without bending the wall because we hold yesh levud b'emtza. I was talking about ain levud b'emtza. Oh, it could be independent. It says that then pasul schach. So you can only say.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.